This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back here at 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton. Of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Got anybody from Cancun or Finland or any place listening today, Todd?
Well, not so far.
Not so far.
No.
Well, we've got Crystal DeClean, Ecumenical Partnership for Housing, and Kim Shevchik, Doctors in Recital. You have no idea how excited I am that I pronounce ecumenical properly.
We practiced this morning.
That's a tough one.
And that's a true story. We did practice.
Did a great job.
Thank you.
There's a reason we say E-P-H.
Yeah, I know. That is true. That's what most people know you as. And I just want to say that, you know, we talk about this community a lot with the awards we receive and just the image that we have. And a lot of it, you know, some of it has to do with the Green Bay Packers, but a lot of it has to do with what we do from just a charity standpoint. And that Ecumenical Partnership, which I'm pretty familiar with, tell us a little bit about your organization and then the partnership between this Doctors in Recital, which is a great, great showcase of not
talent.
Just the medical. Well, it's just, and a lot of you guys are musicians because you're so disciplined. I mean, I have a daughter who's a doctor and just violin, and she would get mad. And when she was mad, she would go play the violin. I'm like, that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's their stress relievers, music, piano, singing. But anyway, Ecumenical Partnership for the housing here in Greater Green Bay.
Yes, so EPH is a nonprofit organization that serves families with children facing homelessness in Brown County. And it began in 1992 as a partnership of four churches that owned one property and had the capacity to serve one family at a time. And over time, it has grown to be a partnership of 22 churches with the capacity of housing 37 families today.
What a success story.
And nothing like a home, right? I mean, apartments are good, but I mean, you actually purchase homes.
We do. So we own properties throughout the Green Bay area, and we place families with children that are experiencing homelessness into them and then provide them with case management to help them reach self-sufficiency.
Too bad we have that clientele, but we do.
We do. There is a very high demand for our program. As soon as one of our homes is open, we have people waiting to move in.
And how does one move from your home? Do they save some money and self-sufficiency, then they move out, or is there a time limit? How does the program work?
Each family's length of time in our program is determined by their individual needs. We have two programs, and one program, the typical length of stay is about a year. And then we have a long-term supportive housing program in which they're renting from us and continuing to receive case management. And the typical length of stay in that is about 3 years while they build a positive rental history.
Yeah.
But then the goal is that at the end of either of those programs, families are either moving on into their own rental or purchasing a home.
Nice.
And last year we had two families from our program become homeowners.
Wow.
Where would some of these people be if it weren't for your organization?
That is a good question. Many of the families that come to EPH are coming to us directly from one of the family shelters in the area, and they're ready to move on, but they can't find anyone willing to rent to them, and that's where we come
in. Well, you
know,
that's the problem. It's you know, it's easy to say, well, we'll give them some money, help them. But I mean, like, I remember when I started a job in Appleton a few years ago, and I went to a very, very nothing apartment for rent, okay? And I said, hey, can I get an application? And they said, well, okay, I've already handed out 14 today. I said, you handed out 14 applications? Yeah. And this was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and just gone for rent that day. So I can't even imagine if somebody's got some, hate to say it, but red flags or whatever, whatever on your application, how tough it's got to be to find a place.
I just want to say, I think what the benefit that you're giving is you're letting them build that credit history. I mean, I work for an organization. We do that too, because they need that, right? You just got to get your,
exactly.
At least, because they're going to call and you got to be honest with them and But if they say, look, they've been here for 18 months, they've never missed a payment, that's good stuff. Hey, but it costs money to do that.
Absolutely.
And you found the right partner, I think. I just want to say, Kim, this Doctors in Recital, which you've been doing this for 17 years, it's the talent of the community. We all come together at the Widener Center in 2,000 seats, and you're probably going to sell that out again. It's unbelievable what you do there. Yeah. Tell me how you got linked. Tell me a little bit about your program first. I think a lot of people have been there, but tell us again.
Yeah, we are very proud to involve physician and other allied health care professionals from Brown County and surrounding areas in a show where these people's day jobs is medicine, and they come in and they share their musical talents to raise money for amazing causes like EPH. We have a variety show of talent. I mean, we got country, we got classical, we got jazz, and you know, funk. It's amazing, and just one of those you sit back and you just cannot believe it falls together. But
you can't believe they're medical professionals.
Yeah,
you got this conjure up in your mind about, you know, how serious they are,
yeah,
and whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these are type A people, right?
Exactly.
So they're serious. They're not going to show up on stage and just kind of fluff through. And
no.
We have several people in the show that have written their own music or done their own arrangements. So it's just incredible, the talent.
That's cool.
And they enjoy that too. Sergio, I just think of some of the people that,
yes.
And some of those people are kind of funny. They're entertaining. It's
But
they love medicine more, I guess.
Well, you know, that's a good question. You know, for me, it was like music, where I might never get out of this basement practice room and have a job, or I could go into healthcare and have something a little more secure. It takes a lot of bravery to put yourself out in the music.
But there is, you brought that up earlier about the discipline part. If you've got the discipline to go and be a doctor or whatever in the medical procedure, you've got to have that same discipline for music, right?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people who are in medicine, not only is that area of their brain strengthened from music, there's a lot of research on music being very powerful as an educational tool with math, but also that balance for mental health and being able to have an outlet for your creative juices and relax.
I have zero discipline. What is that? What can I do? Can I go see somebody?
You know, I think you have discipline. You show up here early every morning.
Not that early.
You know? Okay, never mind.
I live upstairs. got a nice text here. EPH is a great program. Sleep in Heavenly Peace provides beds to them so kids do not have to sleep on the floor in our town. Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Pure Chapter. TJ. Thanks, TJ. Yeah.
So you have a lot of partnerships, and that's what really makes this whole thing work. And we're going to talk about Give Big Green Bay is coming up. That's another partnership that you have. I just want to get back to the Doctors in Recital. You don't have any problem getting people to perform, do you?
Yeah, no, we have sign up in July.
Right.
And the slots fill up so fast that we have to tell people, sorry, but you could join the choir, because our choir, we also have a choir. And it's actually very big this year, and they're going to blow people away. But it's so popular that we literally have to tell people, sorry, the show is
full. You still have the doctors that were like do like a classic rock band? I've seen them perform at different places. They're awesome.
Yes. So some of them, they don't bring their whole band in, but parts of them. So you're right. So Tom Smith, who's a nephrologist, works in the hospital, he's got a band. He's amazing. He's in a couple of our numbers.
It's a phenomenal band.
Yeah.
The reason
really
they can't, there's just so much turnover. I mean, how many performers are on there? There must be what?
Well, you have the poster. Those are our headliners, so to speak. So, and then we have probably an additional
30
40 in the choir, some overlap. Yeah. So it's pretty big.
And you keep
it
moving.
That's awesome.
We keep it moving.
I want to say one thing about you doctors, and it just really, we need you in the healthcare, but there's a lot of you that are musicians, even young kids, a little bit older, and they do pick medicine. They have a love for medicine, but I think if they had as much job security and money in the entertaining field, they would pick that.
Oh, it brings a lot of joy, right?
Yeah,
it's such a great connection. Healthcare doesn't always bring a lot of joy. I mean, it's a hard area, especially right now and in this world, but I think that it's great. Like for kids who are saying, oh, you know, what could I do? I have to choose. I mean, you guys know, like everybody's life is such a journey. You can always get back and, you know, give to your community in a nonprofit and volunteer and get involved in a musical event if you don't even know how to play an instrument. You can volunteer.
And a better release and go and have, four scotches in the rocks or something, you know.
Yes.
How many parents or how many dads have said to their kids, you know, they, really like music theater, but they also like medicine. It's like, why don't you pick the medicine?
Yeah. Well, Jim's daughter was sitting right here. And she's, or right there, I'm sorry. And she's a doctor in New York City, in Manhattan, downtown New York. And I said, if you had a choice, Broadway performer or doctor in New York City? She's not even a question.
Just Broadway. Right away.
Not a hesitation.
I don't doubt that either.
Right.
Yeah. But I would say the same.
Me too.
But you
had that choice to make.
But I think what you just said is a really good point, that it's not all or none. You can find community theater.
You can.
I have to ask Crystal. Crystal, Ecumenical Partnership for Housing, what you guys is phenomenal. But do you ever have to take a deep breath and say, we're not going to cure this. We're going to keep up with this, because it's got to be one of those things, no matter how much you do, that waiting list doesn't go down, does it?
Unfortunately, no. And, you know, yes, it is something where we just really focus on one family at a time. And that's what we have to do, is just do our best for each family.
And that's it. I mean, just kind of hunker down. We're not going to solve all the world's problems, but let's take care of this family and feel good that they're not on the street or in a homeless shelter someplace, right?
That's right.
And I think you should just explain a little bit more about the process. I think sometimes people think, well, you're going to buy them a house and they're set for the rest of their life. But that's just a step along the way.
Right. And so just to clarify, we don't purchase a house and give it to a family.
Right.
The family comes into our program for a temporary period of time. And during that time, they're working extremely hard.
Right.
They're participating in budget counseling. They're working. They're paying off debt, building up savings, doing all the things that they need to do to get them ahead and back on their feet.
And that case management, you just can't underscore that enough, how important that is. Because to no fault of their own, maybe they didn't have the parents we had, or they didn't have some of those soft skills.
Support.
Respect, support, budgeting, open your mail, pay your bills. Just, I don't know. And you bring that all to them.
Yes, the case management piece is absolutely critical to help a family move along. And many families did not have the opportunity to learn some of the essential life skills that are needed to be successful in life, and their case
it's not easy.
Helps them with
out
that.
There with all their. I mean, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. You know, people go, get a job and get a home. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's just not.
And again, I just, in defense of them, they just haven't had the proper upbringing, and it's never too late to learn. But you really do help them through case management.
We do. Their case manager really walks alongside them through the length of their time in the program and works with each family on their individual goals.
Super quick. Anything more we can do, the people listening out here, what can we do for you to put more people in apartments, in their beds, in a warm bed, in a nice environment?
I would invite people to join us for an open house on February 19th from 3 to 6. Visit our website for more information.
And your website is?
ephgb.org. And also, tickets are still on sale for Doctors and Recital.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we want to get...
That's Saturday.
Yeah.
www.doctorsandrecital.com or .org.
Actually, you know what? Can you guys stick around? We're running out of time for this segment. Can you guys stick around? We still have more stuff we want to talk to you about. Is that okay?
Can you stick around?
I have to be at the hospital at 7:30, but
really?
I don't
what's going
late.
On there that's more important than being on our show?
Okay,
I wish I had nothing else for today.
One minute. Tell us again, how do we get tickets to this?
Patients always get the breaks. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Special thanks, Kim Shevchik, Doctors in Recital. We're going to talk a lot more about that. That's coming up Saturday, January 25th, 7 o'clock at the Widener Center, one of the greatest places you will ever walk into. And you want to hear something cool coming through and just reverberating around that room. It's incredible. And Crystal DeClean, Ecumenical Partnership for Housing. And Crystal, just your background. Because this isn't, let me see, third class, fine. I'll apply for that. This is one that's got to come from the heart.
It does. You know, it's really a calling for many people that work in this field, and it's just something that really spoke to me, and I absolutely love doing the work that we do.
What are some of the, you know, we all see the bad side of certain things, and Jim with his homeless shelter sees that, but what are the wins? What are the wins for you?
The biggest wins are the days that we get to see a family move out. We just this past Friday went to visit a mom who purchased her home in December, and we brought her a little housewarming gift, and she showed us around her home. And
just how proud was she?
Absolutely. You know, she worked so hard, and just looking back on her journey over the past 3 years, moving from a shelter to our transitional program and then our long-term program, and now she's a homeowner.
Wow. Isn't that something?
That is, and that's got to make you just feel unbelievably great, but that's just good. She's a great example that that can happen. I think some people, unfortunately, give up, and you just can't. I mean, you're never, even at the shelter, we have some people in there that are a little bit older, and it's like, you know, they got to get this homelessness behind them. And it may be generational. Yep. It may be like, not okay is not the right word, but maybe this is the cross I have to bear. What's not? Mm-hmm. You know, you can get out of it with people like you, organizations like the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing, and as well as the case management. I just can't underscore how important that is.
Yes, you know, it can really be a long journey once someone finds themselves in this position, but with hard work and support from the community, it really is possible to move forward.
But when you talk about a long journey, 3 years, in the scope, that's not that long.
Right. Right. In the grand scheme of things, no, that's not that long. But when you're walking in the door of a shelter.
Day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you look down 3 years from
right.
now. Yeah.
That can seem like a long time. And it is a lot of work, but yeah. It is so worth it.
It is. And I always love the compliment when people say at the shelter or at family services or where you at EPH, how hard you work. And I know you work hard, but really the clients, the residents work harder than we do.
Absolutely. It's not even a close comparison. Right. You know, we are there to help guide them and support them along the way, but really they are the people putting in all the hard work to make the change for their family.
If you know somebody, if somebody's listening out there right now and they say, geez, I kind of know somebody that could use a helping hand like this, what should they do?
They could reach out to us through our website or give our office a call, and we'd be happy to talk with them. Our contact information is all on our website, ephgb.org.
How much vetting do you do when they come in? Because Jim and I talk about this, about certain types of people that have had certain issues that's like, okay, they've overcome that or whatever, versus something that's a little bit more...
There is a screening process, and we do take a look at each family's individual situation. So they do need to have a referral completed, and then we have each family come in for what we call an intake interview, where we learn more about the family and they learn more about our program, and both parties make sure they feel it would be a good fit, because the family really does need to be able to commit and know what's going to be expected on their end as well, and we don't want there to be any surprises.
And I'm going to say this. It doesn't seem like you're a charity. And in a certain way you are, but charity sometimes is a kind of tissue. Well, we're just going to hand them stuff. We're just going to hand them stuff. You're beyond that, aren't you?
We are. You know, it's really not designed to be just here you go and good luck. This is something that we're working alongside the family.
So they better be very serious about it as well. I mean, you probably let them know, hey, we got a long list of people. You're on our list right now. You take this serious and responsible, correct?
It does take a big commitment on their part, and the families do commit to that, and they work really hard.
And you need to vet that out through that intake.
We do.
And so do we. But I'm just saying there are some places that they enable. It's like, okay, you can sleep here, you can get up, wander around, come back. But those people, they need – what you offer is they really need to see the new life. They haven't experienced that. I just feel like I listen sitting in on these intakes, and I'm like – wow. I'm almost like mad at your parents for you being like this, but you have the opportunity to turn this all around. And they do.
Yes. Some of the stories that we hear during intake interviews are just really unfortunate, really hard to hear.
Right.
You know, many people have come across very significant life-altering situations that have put them in this position, and they are just looking for somebody to help give them a hand up and show them the way out.
So with you have a fundraiser coming up. You're actually a recipient of the Doctors in Recital. And again, I think a lot of people have been to that. It's been going on for 17 years. But man, it's a fun thing. You bring the family to that, bring your parents. This is a great, just the best of our local talent, you know, because these people are very disciplined. And it's a variety of music, too. That's what I like. It's not just all piano, right? I mean, did banjo and guitar, and I can see these people and what they play.
Yes, and I was at one of their rehearsals yesterday, and they sound amazing.
Yeah,
we are really excited to be one of the recipients of Doctors in Recital this year, along with Foster the Village.
All right, and if we want to go to the website and make a donation, where does the money go?
If you make a donation to EPH.
Yeah.
The money goes to helping provide housing and case management as
both
of them.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you need volunteers at all or anything like that?
We do. We are always utilizing volunteers. We have many volunteer opportunities available. Some things include helping get a home ready for a new family to move in, right. Anything from painting, cleaning, decorating, stocking the home.
Oh, that's awesome.
Stuffing envelopes, providing childcare on our monthly family nights, being a mentor for a family, a wide variety of things, and opportunities that include either direct contact with a family or things more behind the scenes, mm-hmm. depending on what the person is comfortable with.
Fantastic.
Isn't that nice? I mean, and people this time of year, we get a lot of people that are calling because they want to volunteer. New Year's resolution, you know what? We've been kind of living here. We've been doing a little bit of charity. We need to lean into this a little bit more. So I think that's great. And what a variety of things that you offer for a volunteer.
Yes, and we really appreciate our volunteers. We, with 37 properties, we rely heavily on our volunteers to help run the organization.
Any organization right now needs volunteers.
Absolutely.
Ecumenical, this partnership, is that a city, county, or statewide? What is your, area of service?
We serve Brown County families.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's great. Mm-hmm.
Well,
thank you for doing
anything
that.
We can, absolutely. I mean, you're the kind of people a little bit behind the scenes when, you know, people can talk, oh, what a great place to live. And people don't realize it's because of people like yourselves that make it a great place to live for maybe those that weren't born as fortunate as some of the rest of us that were just, you know, middle America's slice of white bread type people. And you're helping those other people that are a little bit more disadvantaged. I think that's so admirable. It's incredible because I know you could be doing a lot more things probably for a lot more money, and you're not. You're doing this to help people. That says something.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You bet.
Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Keep it rocking. Yeah. We're going to set a quick break. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, joining us. Sam Floyd, United States Marines Operation Coffee, back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Bitterly and dangerously cold weather is in store for us as we start the work week. Dress in layers, cover exposed skin, and get out of the cold when you can. Wind chills will dip to the 30 degree below zero mark throughout Monday and Tuesday. The high will barely get above zero today. Tuesday's high is expected to be -2. Wednesday will be warmer with a high of 20. The Thrasher Opera House brings a free film series to Green Lake starting in February. Jason Mansmith, Thrasher Marketing Director.
All of the films that we are welcoming in have a direct correlation to us somehow.
The first film is Jazz Fest, a New Orleans story on February 6th. Then February, the winner of a Golden Badger Award from the Wisconsin Film Festival will run on February 22nd. The film series wraps up in May with The Low-Fee Life. All of the films are free to attend. Visit ThrasherOperaHouse.com for tickets and information. Spread a little love to veterans this February. Melissa Kay has the story.
You can help brighten Valentine's Day for veterans by sending Valentine's Day cards to those living in veteran homes across Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking people to help show our veterans how much we appreciate their service and sacrifice. This will be the third year of a new tradition and helps brighten the day for veterans living in housing and recovery program locations in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. You can mail your cards no later than January 31st to the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special thanks to Crystal DeClean, Ecumenical Partnership for Housing. What a phenomenal organization they are. And Kim Shevchik, Doctors in Recital. And she had to run back to the hospital. Right now, we want to keep her around.
But that's January 25th. That's coming
up. Yes, coming up Saturday.
Yes, and it's the... it's just a great event. What time does this thing start?
Seven.
And, you know, they get a little brick in there. And it's just, you're going to know these people. You're going to see, wow, I didn't.
That's my doctor up there doing that.
You're pretty talented as a physician. But, boy, it's nice to see them all up there. And that money goes to Ecumenical Partnership for Housing.
Fantastic organization. Well, joining us right now to talk about putting people in homes, Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. And, Kristen, that's kind of the idea of your whole, you know, you don't do it on a charity basis, I don't think.
No.
But putting people.
Some days.
Where you hand them a key and say, this is your castle right here. You own it. It's all yours.
Yes.
That's got to be one of the greatest feelings in the world whenever you're a part of that.
It is. And we've had some really neat stories lately clients like that. So, no, unfortunately, we are a for-profit company. However, I do think that there's a lot of lenders out there just speaking on it. This is kind of off the cuff, wasn't planned, but there's a lot of lenders out there that price gouge. And, you know, I had two of my local competitors I was up against last week, and I was 0.25% to 0.5% rate better than another, and then 1% full rate better than another.
Wow, that's a
bunch. That's loan officers, you know, the rate is based on what they pay. So if you're paying a high rate, there is something in there that says, you know, I could probably look around. And, you know, I'm a big advocate for shopping. I'm somebody who feels like I'm priced really right. I always have been. Because again, it no matter what business you're in, the higher your price, the more it goes on to the consumer. And I feel like there's a fair way to make a living as well as giving, you know, a good deal to the clients.
Right. So at Point Mortgage Corporation, someone calls you, and again, I still can't get my arms around this. You have over 100 programs, financing programs.
Yeah, there's thousands. But no one can know that many, right? So you've got to be you got to pick and choose which ones you're really working with and what you're doing.
Tell us about the one we talked about before we came on the air about the family opportunity.
The family opportunity. So this is a loan program that's so underutilized. Right. I have worked with a few clients. So essentially what it is it's for, let's say, the three of us. We either have a kid in college. We want to buy them a house instead of them renting. We can buy a house for them and only do 5% down versus an investment property with 20% because our child in college is going to live there. The other side of it is, let's say we have elderly parents, but they're still fully functional and don't want to go into an assisted living of any kind, but maybe they can't keep up their big house anymore, so they want to downsize. And because they're on fixed income, they don't qualify on their own. You can purchase them a house. And again, instead of it being an investment property, they can live in it, and it's only 5% down. So you're getting an owner-occupied down payment.
I've never heard of this.
Even though it is for either a college student or a parent.
That is an awesome program. Yes. I've never heard of that before in my life.
It's a college, disabled child, or a elderly parent.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing, and not enough people do it. There, so many lenders just go to the hype. Like, if my Facebook feed, where I have so many, it's... Right now, it's the same exact loan program, same exact thing everybody's doing, and they're one in a million. You know what I mean? Go to any lender, you can get them. Selling a 30-year fixed is easy to do. Get out there and educate on what things people don't know, like this family opportunity. There's so many neat things you can do with housing and loans.
And there's so many people who they call as tweeners, where you know, you got kids in school and you got parents that need your help too. So,
absolutely.
But to get them out of their house and get a ranch, you know, where they can, no steps.
Yes.
And 5% down.
Yep. Or maybe they can't, maybe they can't keep up with the yard anymore.
Right.
Put them in a condo.
Right.
Done that. So yeah, I've worked with quite a few people where we've utilized that loan, that family opportunity loan, and it's amazing.
All right.
And you get the owner occupied rate as well,
right,
and not the investment rate.
Right.
So you get the owner occupied down payment, owner occupied rate, even though you're buying it for an immediate family member.
And then we also talked about that there's opportunities out there for people to buy with loan money down. They live there for a year. I mean, if they actually want to live there, and then they can move out and rent that out. Tell me about that
house
process.
House hacking is huge right now. And
hacking doesn't sound like a nice word.
I know. No. That's what she said. But, I thought, is that like
but it's really house building.
Squatting or something?
Right. Yes. It's absolutely 100% starting your legal. Real estate portfolio the legal way.
Right. And it's kind of like they say, you know, real estate, you know, get rich slow. It just takes time.
So this is one where... you know, I've been doing this since 2002, so I went through the whole housing crisis, right? And it scared people. So people backed off of investing in real estate for quite a while, especially young adults. And you don't have to be a young adult. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer. But where the examples lead the best is, okay, you've got a young adult who's making some good money and they want to start their real estate portfolio, but they don't have a huge down payment because they're just getting started. They have good credit. They can make the payment. They got 5% down. They just don't have 20 or 25. So they purchase a home, owner occupied, live in it, 3% down as a first time home buyer. Plus you get a discount on the rate and the PMI. And then, so you keep that payment low because you're using your first time home buyer benefit. The intention is you have to live there for 12 months. Or longer. After 12 months, you decide, okay, I'm going to rent this out. You use that home. It's your departing residence. So you use the departing residence. You rent it. You use that rent to offset the payment. Mm-hmm. You purchase another one with FHA going 3.5% down. Yeah. 3.5% down. Maybe you buy a 2-unit with 3.5% down. That's like unheard of. With FHA, as long as you live in it, you can buy it with the intentions of living there for at least 12 plus months. And then if you want to rent that out, now you have three doors.
Right.
Boy, and you're on your way with your real estate
portfolio. And now you buy another one with 5% down.
I had no idea. Who would be the type of person that this would really benefit?
Really anybody that wants to start investing in real estate. Because let's say I have my house right now.
But you got to be willing to move, too.
But you got to be willing to move, too. Right. That's just it. So, yes, you got to be willing to move. But if I had my house now and I wanted to rent it out and purchase another one, I can live in it. And then get the owner-occupied rate. It's fully legal. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA all say you have to intentionally live there for at least a year.
Right. Got it.
So that's the big, like, you can't say, yeah, I'm going to live there with zero intentions of living there. That's mortgage fraud. But if you're going to live there for at least 12-plus months, maybe it's 2 years, maybe it's 3 years, whatever the case may be, then you can rent it out. A lot of times, fixer-uppers, they do that, live in it, fix it up. Then rent it out. Then do another one. Then do another one. Because now there's sweat equity on top of it.
I want to do that.
Let's get you into it, Mino. Right.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
You got to give him a, let's see, how old are you? Let's see, probably a 9-year mortgage. I'm just kidding.
We can't discriminate. 30-year.
Really? You can't discriminate?
Swear to God.
No.
I didn't know that.
I've done 30-year mortgages for 85-year-old people.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Can't discriminate.
I think I'm going to live to 97.
Hey, that works.
Yeah. Huh?
Okay,
mortgage.
I don't know how we feel.
I know. We kind of hear behind the scenes stuff. Hey, John,
not so sure about that. You know what I mean?
But you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
This point mortgage, it's fun listening to you because, I mean, you're obviously giving us options for different programs.
And,
but you're also talking about life is to have a real estate portfolio. Yeah. You also should buy stock in local companies. I always believe that.
Yes.
And a couple other things you got to do too. We're Oshkosh Truck. Those are some great companies that have done very, very well.
Absolutely.
Associated Bank.
Absolutely. You can say it. It's okay. They're a little bit of a competitor. But
I know, but they.
I get it.
The stock is good.
It's good. There's room, definitely room for all of us. But I feel the same way. I'm pretty open about, especially when I'm sitting down with clients, we have a few rental properties, nothing crazy. But we have our house, a few rental properties, and then we're diversified in different ways that we invest as well because you should never have all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
I agree with that. I think it's great, but I just think that's a great way to try to get young people involved in the real estate market.
Yes.
And people, so many people say, oh, man, if I could go back 30 years, you know what I would do?
Yep, 100%.
Now's the time
for them to do it.
Exactly.
So, no, we've been doing a lot of that. I've got a couple clients that have really taken that house hacking thing seriously and are doing phenomenal with it.
Again, who came up with the hacking name?
It's house building, it's house portfolio, I should say. You're right.
There's nothing good about the term hacking.
Yeah, building your real estate
Right. Absolutely.
And I think that's really good advice. Yeah. I have a hard time saying to my kid, you know, honey, I want you to get into house hacking.
Yeah,
that
right.
It doesn't sound, but
no.
Building a portfolio of real estate.
Your real estate portfolio.
Right. Awesome.
By the way, switching terms here real quick, yeah. I mentioned that. What is the squatting rule in Wisconsin? Because California, it's unbelievable. You can't get them out.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Thank God I don't know, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I haven't had any squatters. We just had a rental property that was in between. You and I were kind of talking about it, and it got a renter at the end of last week, but I think my husband and I were there almost every day.
Oh, no.
Not worried about squatters. I mean, we were getting it ready and cleaning it and all that kind of stuff, too, but you just always walk in going, hello.
Knock, knock. So, knock, knock. Anybody in my house?
Yeah, right?
Well, that was
a big deal
for foreclosed houses. I know people.
Yes.
And I know real estate agents are a little nervous about going into some of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank gosh I don't have anything to do in that.
Right. In that world.
In that world. So
tell me about the confidence level out there. You know, the American confidence level. They always do all these. How do people feel about real estate that you're talking to?
Good. I mean, they really
they
do.
Should.
They feel really good about it. They feel like the rates are at least somewhat manageable now. You know, the average rate Fannie and Freddie are at just over 7%. We actually had two really good days back to back last week where they started to come down from like 7.2, 7.3. So they are on their way down. I think it's going to be slow and steady this year, which actually is phenomenal for our industry.
Right.
Where I think, you know, it's going to slowly fall to, you know, 6.875, then 6.765, 6.3, you know, and I think it's going to level out somewhere in the low to mid sixes by the end of the year, but steady enough where it keeps our housing market in the right.
All right. Seems like it's stabilized. Right.
Yes.
I mean, good or bad, I've noticed like there's for sale signs out a lot longer than a year ago it would have been.
You got a lot of people saying, you know, hey, I hate to give up this 3 or 4% interest rate, but I really want this new house and we can afford it even at the new rate. I hear that more and more as the days go on.
All right. Kristen That's Ambos, awesome. Point Mortgage Corporation. How can people get a hold of you?
920-606-1156.
And I think it's an awesome thing to really keep promoting that thing about, and don't have to be super young people, but to try to build that real estate portfolio.
Yeah, you don't have to be a first-time home buyer. You can be, you can own a home now, but as long as you're okay moving, building, that's the best way to build your real estate portfolio with this little money out of pocket.
Can you find me my first place?
And I'll do my best.
All right. Actually, I might invite squatters in. Help pay some of the bills.
That's all right.
Yeah. Run to the store for me.
Great.
Run the Quick Trip. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy you an Angus beef sandwich if it's on sale. But if it goes past that thing, forget about it.
Couple of new roommates.
Exactly. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Give her a call.
Thank you.
Mine on the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, Mind on the Mayor. Man, we bring in people. Todd, you do the greatest job of lining up people. I'll tell you what. Well, Brittany, of course, is Brittany. She's just flawless. She's incredible. But Crystal DeClean, Ecumenical Partnership for Housing, amazing organization. Kim Shevchik, Doctors in Recital, which is taking place this Saturday at the Widener, which is an amazing event. And Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. If I could turn back the clock a little bit, I would invest in like real estate, wouldn't you know what I mean? I'm trying to get my son to get involved with something like that. Oh, yeah. Invest in real estate. You can't beat it.
That's true. I just sometimes
I don't have a portfolio. Do you have a portfolio?
He probably does.
He probably kind of do.
Leather bound. I have many leather bound books portfolio.
A little money in different things.
Check out my portfolio.
I was just blown away by that whole house hacking
thing. Me too.
Yeah. I'd never even thought about that.
No,
and maybe that's really something even I could do.
Right.
Well, especially if you're a single guy where you're not packing up three kids.
Or you don't have to get permission to move.
All these and all these. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, and if you don't have kids.
We just moved in.
What if your kids, you want to pull your kids out of school?
I don't know why I was projecting Todd's future wife as being that way.
Really, Todd? God, we have to move again.
My well, future wife is Jim.
Yeah. What's like? Why man, is the floor no, wet? I don't know, but Margo.
Look, maybe we're going to get on here. Just some people who give out financial advice. Now, but to have that portfolio, and I just, like I say, I think real estate's a big part of it. You have to obviously save money. But to invest a little money in local stocks is kind of a good deal. It's kind of a, it's nothing safe, right? Everything comes with risk. But I don't know, man. You look at Oshkosh Corporation. I told you that's been very good. Manitowoc Company was awesome. There's just some companies that have paid. It's been great. And you put, I don't know, pick a number, but you know, you start doubling your money with some of those people. That's after 15 years, it's like, wow.
Years ago, I wanted to invest in old cars, classic cars.
I wouldn't do that, but that's
something
to make money. They go back
and forth, though.
Watches. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, so they talked to you.
I did baseball and football cards at one time.
That's cool.
That's tough. You know what? You know what drove me away from that whole thing, though? Is it's so, like, you got this card. You got a Mickey Mantle card from 1965. Wow, that's awesome. And then you bring it to one of those, you know, say, oh, this is worth, you know, $500. Then you get it appraised someplace like, eh, it's worth $100. Then you get it like great, it's worth $60. And it's like, the thing that drove me away is like, I love the fact of holding this beautiful slice of Americana.
Yeah.
Okay. And I hated the fact that it was, and then this is just the way grading is with coins and new, was a pneumatics. There's a term for people that collect coin.
Coin collectors.
Something, something.
Yeah.
Numismatic. And but it's like, oh, wait a minute. I think I see a little flaw in this one corner.
Right.
So I'm going to drop that 30%.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, really? This I appreciate the look and the value and the just the of, oh, look at this beautiful card versus somebody nitpicking. Let me no, I don't see. Yeah. It's like, and your card's not that good. Bleep you. Right. Who's next? That was always my opinion.
Yeah, I just think, you know, kids, and we talk about kids because we're getting older, but, you know, 28, 29, if you've got some kind of income, steady income.
Absolutely. And again, you don't have to pack up four kids every year.
To get into the real estate. But there's so much more besides just real estate is my point. Because you want something that you can get kind of liquid pretty quick, too, if you need it. But, you know, there's REITs you can invest in, which is just like a stock of all just real estate. That can be fun. I think it's worth time. It's worth your time to look at it because
I think 15 years. I think I invested in Pfizer way back.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. I don't know if it was for you. I don't know what you bought it at.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
Yeah. And then no matter what, the umbrella over all that stuff is put as much into your 401k as you can.
Yeah.
I mean, just tell your kid. I mean, I'm sure you told your kid that, but everybody's got to do that. That's, and then, you know, you're going to get your Social Security, but that's not enough to live on. Anyway, financial management at a young age, I wish if I could do it all over again, I don't know if I don't know if I would.
I still don't know if I'd do it. Well, I bought a house
when I was 19.
I know, that's pretty impressive.
And I rented it to a high school friend of mine, and he and his girlfriend lived there. His parents didn't like that because he's living with his girlfriend. But, you know, it's just those little things that I can't believe how fast 15 years go, right?
John Calipari. Former head basketball coach, University of Kentucky, won a national championship. Now he's University of Arkansas. Phenomenal coach. A lot of people don't like him. A little yada, yada, yada. Okay. But he said the biggest start he got financially in life, because it's like he was, I forget what school, Western Kentucky, small, somewhere like, I don't know. But anyway, it's like he had no money. You know, just whatever. And he said somebody was going to be selling a trailer, a house trailer. And he's like, hey, if you guys fix this up, you can have it. Do it. And they rent out, and then they bought another trailer, and then they rent them out to kids. That's it's great. Like, hey, do you want to live in a dorm or do you want to have your own place? What?
Right.
That's how they got his start, renting out trailers to college kids. And made crap tons of money doing that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know of that. But see, now that's a great concept. A little bit of risk, not tremendous risk, but yeah. Now, anyway, yeah, there's a lot we can do. But, you know, Kristen just going to – I think that's great that she has these 100 programs. And what do we know? Maybe 5 or 6 different financing programs. And so it's worth going to see her. And
I always wanted to build something around St. Norbert for the exorbitant fees they charge for housing at St. Norbert. Yeah. Plus, of course, they take out the air conditioners because the Packer players need them, but students don't, which I still can't figure out. Can you please explain that one to me, why at St. Norbert, they take out the air, they put the air conditioners in for the Packers, And then when the kids come back to school, it's 106 degrees in the rooms. They take them out. You're not paying enough tuition.
Yeah.
$46,000 a year isn't enough for an air conditioner, kids.
Does that get you closer to God at some point?
It must.
Is that what it is?
That's because
what
I know, it is. You're missing I know if I was, I'd say, Jay, see, it's bleeping hot.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, does it get
bleep.
You-
Damn it! Or for the love of bleep.
Or is it a precursor to the way he's going to end up?
Holy shit! We got Senator Frank Sanfoy, United States Marines, Operation Coffee coming up.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.